Hi, it's Paul Robolino, and you are listening to the Tony Soto Podcast.
And I am Tony Soto. Thank you so much for joining me, Paul Robolino.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. This
How is are crazy. You?
I'm great.
I know. It's so funny. Did you, when I reached out to you, were you like, why does Tony want to have me on the Tony Soto Show?
A little bit, yes, but a little bit, I was also like, it makes sense. Because my brand is growing, my stock is rising, you know, I have a fandom right now, so I know everybody wants a piece of Paul, so it makes
I mean, everybody wants a piece of Paul, my yeah. gosh. Well, here's the thing, so just to go in, we know each other, not distantly, but we know each other because your partner is technically my drag daughter.
My former partner.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's not yikes. It's totally fine.
We're all good.
We're all good.
Jesus. See, I should have checked with things before we hit the record. But that's how we had met.
That's how we met. We had met. I mean, he's my best friend still, but yeah.
Oh, perfect. Love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, good. I didn't rip off any scabs. Jesus
this
Christ.
This is breaking news right now.
Is it breaking news? Oh, my goodness. Well, gosh. I'm always pulling back the fucking layers of the onion.
It's not breaking news. It's been like a year and a half.
Wait, you've been broken up for a year and a half?
Yeah. But it's been all
I'm good. A very distant mother, yeah. just so you
but
know.
But that goes to show like how loosely we've known each
yeah,
other.
Well, yeah. I would have never known. Yeah. I would have felt like I would have like at least seen that tea. Anyway, I digress.
You digress.
I think what made me, or what got my attention was because you're a little producer. You produce
I
stuff.
I do, yeah. I work in the comedy world.
You work in the comedy world. You work for, what are they called again?
The company's called Dropout, but a lot of people used to know us as College Humor.
Formerly College Humor, which is big. That's been big for a while. I remember that being big even when I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
So, and you did one thing. Now, I've been intrigued by D&D. What is that? Dungeons and Dragons. For a long time. Now, when I was a young kid, I played Magic cards. Do you know anything about this, Paul? Do you know about Magic cards? Like, how nerdy are you, Paul?
Well, I was more like a Pokemon guy. So I was like nerdy and I would like, I collect those.
Yeah. I was too old for Pokemon.
And Yu-Gi-Oh?
Nope.
That was probably a little. But Magic, I never really got into.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's a Gen X thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a, so. But you did a D&D thing with very famous drag queens.
That's right.
One being fan of the show or friend of the show, Alaska Thunderfuck, mm-hmm. Bob. The drag queen, Jujubee, mm-hmm. Which is hilarious. I have Jujubee's phone number in my phone, and I do not know how I got it.
She took your phone, she put it in.
It was like one of those things where it was like, when I got on TikTok, it was like, people you might know because they're your contacts. And I was like, Jujubee's my contact? That's weird. So wait, how did that come around? Like who?
Well, the last name you forgot is Monet Exchange.
Oh my God, I forgot.
So the... kind of the franchise, the show that was for is called Dimension 20, and that's been running for many years now. It's like a D&D live play show.
Had no idea.
And that particular season got really big, of course, because we got these huge names and they were so incredible. So that one got a lot of attention.
So who's playing it regular? Who's playing it on any given day?
We have like an internal cast of comedians who are kind of like the main cast, and then we'll do like a rotating cast depending on the season. Each season is a different adventure, basically.
Now, what is your role there? Like, what do you do there?
My role at the company is director of development. So across all of our shows, I write, I produce, I consult, I'm there on set. Like, it's a very...
What are you writing? You're writing jokes? Like, you're writing the things that people say? Really? Yeah.
Well, not for that particular show, because it's all improv.
Okay,
The game master, Brennan, is, like, running the show.
Was so good.
Yeah.
Like, they're so good.
Yeah.
I want to play that game so bad. I don't know what
it is.
You
should get into it. Lots of people are really into it now.
I know. It's a thing, you know, it's the thing that it's like, it's so culty. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that in like a shitty way, but like it's such a culty game. It's like, let's liken it to gambling. Do you gamble? Do you know anything about Vegas?
When I go to Vegas, I spend like $5 max.
Okay. So maybe this is for more for my listeners. Yeah. The listeners, it's like Vegas, you know? I'm a hand counter, so I don't play blackjack. You know what I mean? Like counting the 21 in my head, it just doesn't happen. I'm not good at it.
Well, if your concern is like, oh, you won't be able to keep track of the stats and the points and
No. My concern is that because I'm unclear on things, to piss off the locals. You don't want to piss off the locals, Paul.
I know, but I think so many people are like curious about it and are probably going to start on the same level as you, and then you'll all be in it together.
Is it like pickleball, Paul? Is everyone doing it and I just don't know?
I'm not doing pickleball either, so it could be. But I know that a lot of people in my world play it and are into it because, you know, I produce a show, so a lot of people that I know love it.
Now, how did you get the queens? Did you know this? Someone who knew someone?
No. So I remember when we first kicked off the show in like 2018, like, internally, somebody was like, oh, eventually it would be so cool to do an all drag season. And that was just kind of in the back of our minds. And then the show got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Are you saying that was all fucking improv? All those fun, listen, drag queens, I don't typically don't make me laugh. You had good ones on this show. But you're saying they came up with all those jokes? Like,
that was 1000% improv. Brennan, the game master, has like story beats that he'll want to like make sure they go to this realm and this, you know, tavern and all those things. Like, he kind of like makes in advance because the art team has to create all the like sets. But the storytelling is all fully improvised. And you know what I love?
Shout out to you drag queens. Yeah. Now listen, Alaska, I know you're funny. You know what I mean? I know that you got funny gals, but like truthfully, they were into it.
That's what made me so happy was they were not too cool for it.
And you never know.
Yeah.
You might have reached a queen or two that might have been too good. No, they were it was so good. And seeing that you were behind it, I was like, all right, I don't want to talk to this guy. But now that I'm hearing that you
So my involvement in this one was a little bit more limited because on other shows, I'll write a lot. And on this one in particular, I was kind of like the gay consultant because I'm like the gay person on the creative team. So I was like, I should like be a part of some of these conversations.
Don't offend the drag queens. That's what it was. Make sure that no one offends the drag queens.
But some of the things did, it benefited from having a gay person on the team. Like Brennan was like, you know, really interested in like making it a fun experience for them, so he'd have questions here and there, and like he kind of like put on his own little version of drag, and so like
it was great. Yeah, so well done. So okay, well let's talk about the writing then, because do you do stand up?
I did way back, but not really anymore.
Why didn't it hit? I've tried it too, and it didn't. I'm not a writer, so that's kind of was my blockade. But you are a writer. What was your blockade about stand up?
The time commitment of going to the mics and waiting your turn, and nobody being in the audience, and it was just like a very tiring.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you avoid the mics by having comic friends, right?
Nowadays, I probably could get spots, but I do more improv now anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of, so this was the thing. Like, obviously, I've just, you know, seen you basically about like the kind of things that you produce through
Dropout.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But before you came on the show, I was like, I want to, because look, it's no secret, listeners, that I am not a huge fan of improv. I think it belongs where it belongs, and that is in the warm-up part of theater.
Yeah.
Because it's rough. It's not always done well.
It's
you know what I mean? There's a lot more bad than there is good, in my gay opinion. However, I was like, I want to see you do it, because I see that you post things, and you're doing things at the UCB. Like, you're out there, and I really enjoyed myself, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, Paul,
because
quite frankly,
that.
I don't have to. It was enjoyable.
Well, you know what? That's really nice of you to say, and that particular show is called Fuck This Month, and they do it every month at UCB and at Dynasty and at Elysian, so you should check it out. It's really good. The guy who runs it is really talented, Jess Whitaker.
So how long have you been doing improv?
Since like 2013, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So give me the timeline here. So are you from Los Angeles?
I'm from Jersey, baby.
East Coast Jersey. Yeah. See, and you got Kelly Ripa wrong. You thought that Kelly Ripa's name was Kathy Lee, who's famously dead, and she's not dead. So
you're referencing something that
happened. Kelly Ripa is a Jersey girl, by the way.
Referencing something that happened off air.
Yeah, he didn't know who fucking Kelly Ripa was. He called her. Oh, I was so offended. He started with a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
So you're from Jersey. Let's go there. What brought you to LA?
After college, I just wanted to move out here to generally work in comedy, and I didn't know what the jobs even were, but my friends were moving here, so I was like, I'll move here with you.
So it was always comedy? Like, comedy writing? Like,
yeah, but I also, like, I was like, oh, maybe I'll work in development, or maybe I'll work, you know.
What were you doing in Jersey? What'd you go to school for?
I'm from Jersey. I went to college in Connecticut, and my major has nothing to do with entertainment. It was American studies. It was like history and stuff.
Interesting. All right. So you're smart and funny. That's smart. Oh my God. What a pack. What the full package over here, y'all. He told me his light is rising or whatever.
my stock price is going up. What was I saying?
But what is it about improv? Because for me, as a director, got my degree in theater directing. It's a rehearsal technique, but what is it for you to do it on stage?
Here's the real thing. I started improv because I heard tell that you can make a lot of comedy connections if you just take UCB classes and you can make friends. And I was new to the city, so I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then eventually, I did make friends. And now a lot of the people that I knew through comedy are now the stars of our shows where I work. So it kind of all kind of.
Oh, wow.
Seamlessly connected, where I'm a producer across different series. Like, there's one called Game Changer, and it's all improv comedians, and we pull our talent from people that we know from the theater. It's all very, synergy?
Incestual. Oh, no.
Yeah. and we all have sex. So,
listen, that's what I love. You know, I'm from Illinois. I did all my theater stuff in Chicago. And I think that ensemble mentality is really, really important. And that was a big fear when I moved out to LA, because it's huge in Chicago. Everyone wants to work. It wasn't about money. It's what are you doing? How can I help you?
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And then you come out here and you're like, oh, is it going to be like that? Blah, blah, blah. But we all fucking came to LA from places like that.
Yeah.
So you run into people like that. So it's easy to get involved into that kind of shit again.
Yeah.
Right. But like I said, a lot of it can be bad.
So no, I believe you.
Have you ever had a moment? Because I was interested to know the show that I watched, mm-hmm. that you all didn't know each other or work together regularly. Mm-hmm. And I said it didn't feel like that. Has there ever been a moment where you were up there, you were on the poster, you were feeling fancy, you're like, I'm about to do this improv shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't really know everyone here, but I know.
And it
I'm
didn't
good.
Go well?
And it didn't go well for someone else. Like, what is, because I mean, I'm sure you're flawless all the time. I'm sure you never mess up, Paul. I'm sure you're never messing up.
One of my amazing qualities is that I'm so, so humble. And so I will admit when I've had bad shows. And that's
he's happened. Patting himself on the back right now as we speak.
I've had bad shows. Listen, here's the thing. I'm really involved with UCB, and I love it, and I love the theater. But I'm not, one of the stars of the theater. I'm not, on one of the house teams. So when I get an opportunity to perform, I'm like, yes, sick. I love it. But I had an indie team for many years called Gringos, all Latin team. Shout out. And we had,
It's a great name, by the way.
I know.
It's really good.
But we had our show at the Annex Theater, which has since closed because of COVID. But where was I going?
It really did take out marginalized communities first.
Yeah, it really did.
Nothing was safe. But I mean, listen, yes and is not easy for everybody. But have you ever been in a situation where you have played with someone who was not a yes ander? And then what does one do about that?
Well, my favorite memory of that happening is actually in a class. So it wasn't even in front of an audience. But I initiated this scene. And I was like, oh, this initiation is so good. So my opening line to my scene partner was like, doctor, euthanasia is legal in this state. And I really, I want to be shot out of a catapult. And that's how I want to go.
Perfect.
And I was like, oh, what a funny premise. And his response to me was, what do you mean? I'm not a doctor. We're on a date right now. What this is supposed to be?
but those people I've seen on real stages,
yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like a gut punch.
So a really talented improviser would have been able to respond to that in a funny way, but I was just so frozen. I was like, oh, silly me! It must be all the pain meds that I forgot where I am.
Oh, that's and you're good thing that was an educational point because I think it's as a director, I'm not the easiest director. So I feel like if someone blatantly messed up on stage like that, I would lose it.
Yeah,
I'd be like, okay, well, that was the most horrible thing. But what a bad choice.
Yeah. Fuck me, I guess. I'm not dying. We're on a date. I'll have the Caesar salad.
Yeah. Now, you are a homosexual.
That's correct.
Which is, one of the main reasons why I have you on the Tony Sutter Show.
Do you interview straight people ever?
I've had a few. Yeah. I'm not afraid of straight people. I just,
you don't have a distaste for them?
Not all of them. No, you.
They have to watch their back. They have to prove that they're trustworthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. They got to prove it every fucking day.
Yeah.
Now you are also on this show that is quite popular here in Southern California called Bad Drag Race.
Yeah.
Which to me is just Drag Race, but apparently it's a whole other show. And it's called Bad Drag Race. Pit crew member?
Yeah. It's called Bad Drag Race because they need to legally distinguish it from regular Drag Race.
Which is still bad.
It is not. The performers are not bad. They are great. They're amazing. But I am one of the pit crew boys because I know the guys who run it. It's Oscar Montoya and Manu Agapian. Occasionally Nicole Byer is a judge. And I just play up this like sexy fantasy guy. Like that's the whole shtick is I'm in my thong.
What a fun show though, because it's not technically drag queens, right? Or are there?
First of all,
I've never seen none of these people work.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
These are people. These are comedians who are doing drag.
Yeah, they're not like actually working the drag circuit in real life, quote unquote, at bars. They are people from the comedy world who are curious about drag or who want to give it a shot and. They make an earnest attempt to really like do well.
I mean, it's a popular show. I've yet to see that show yet. I'm going to get in to see it. The tickets go so fast.
They do.
Yeah, and Meatball is actually going to be front of the show. Meatball is going to be
judging this Saturday.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. See, I look at the social medias now. When you're not taking your clothes off in front of the audience, writing funny things for people and whatnot, like what do you want to? What is your overall goal? What is Paul's like 5-year plan?
Oh God, I don't.
You're not getting any younger, baby. How old are you now? Are you what, 30?
I'm 33.
Oh, you look so good though. The skin is skinning. I'll tell you, y'all, he's glowing. He's got his own little light, it's working.
No promo. The secret is my red light therapy wand.
Is that what
it works? Ever since I started putting it on my face, people compliment my skin that never used to happen.
Oh my God.
So it really works. You ever see it on your Instagram?
It's got to be so much cheaper than what I do. God damn. What is it? A wand?
It's like a little red light thing. You can get the full mask that makes you look like a serial killer.
Oh, right.
But I just do the little stick.
Got it.
That, some serums. Yeah. SPF.
Oh, well, yeah. No SPF for sure. Yeah. But at this point, it's all Botox and lasers for me, baby.
5-year plan. Keep looking good.
I mean, we are almost 10 years apart. So
I wouldn't have guessed.
And that's the thing. So hope and pray. That's mm-hmm. a beautiful. Latinos, we have it made. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Truly, if we take care of it, we're sun people, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, I have less melanin in my skin than you.
Really? Do you think I'm darker than you are?
Of course. You've got a nice little, like,
natural...
You heard
it here first, folks. You heard it here first. Oh, God, I am. You heard that. Oh, love that. See, that made up for Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
No, don't deflect from your 5-year plan. Tell me what you're going to do with your life.
What do you tell
your parents you're going to do with your life, Paul?
My parents don't understand my career at all.
They don't?
When I sent them pictures of the drag, I was like, look, it's me with all these drag queens. I know you don't know who they are, but it's exciting. And they literally didn't respond for like 24 hours. Yeah. And they were like, great.
Are they simpler people? I mean, my mother always responds to my stuff with, that's good.
Yeah, they're just not plugged into like pop culture stuff.
Nor do they care.
Here's the thing I like to say about my parents. If you had a gun to my head and then the only way they could save my life is to name one Beyonce song, they could not.
You're dead. Oh, you're dead.
If you said name one Beyonce song, Lady Gaga song, Britney Spears song, or Ariana Grande song, they could not. They don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Listen. You should text them. Just Ariana Grande. Just
Mom, Dad.
For future reference. I'm a shit talker, so just in case.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
I love where I work now. I love how varied my job is. I think one thing I want to do is like fully create a show of my own from like the ground up, like conceive of it. Like I produce and write across all of our stuff, but it would be cool to like have one of my own ideas just like create it.
Maybe. Do you have a ton? Do you have some ideas? Back burner? Yeah.
There's some.
Like if they came to you and they were like, Paul, give us something. You'd be like.
I have a couple still working because I want to, when I present them ultimately, I want them to be like wowed.
Yeah.
And so I have to like really make it good.
Well, you have an energy about you, sir. I'm going to tell you. I noticed it in certain people and I noticed it First of all, you're very cocky on the social media, which I appreciate.
Cocky?
Yeah. You're a cute boy that knows you're a cute boy. And that's important because you're in LA surrounded by a bunch of other cute boys that know they're cute boys.
Oh, but it comes in waves. You don't see it when
post. Do you share your breakdowns? Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to see you cry.
You don't see when I'm crying in my bed feeling like the ugliest person on earth.
No, I don't want to see that. And no one wants to see that, all right?
No, I like your fake life.
Your fake life looks very positive and confident. So yeah. I think you have that. But you're a funny person that, and it's like not difficult. Certain gay people, especially gay people, you can tell they're trying a little too hard to be funny. And I don't get that vibe from you. I got that because it was like all of your improv choices were very like anyone could join in. It wasn't like outlandish. Like you're an equal opportunity.
Yeah.
So he's not afraid to share the limelight, but he would kick you out of it to just get a little bit more on his face.
No, I'm bringing people up with me.
Oh.
The Latin community.
Me too, because, you know, it's going to be easier to just step right the fuck over them. All right, just three more things, Paul.
Let's do it.
Three more things.
Okay.
Hold on. Jesus Christ. It's more difficult. I'm wearing contacts, which means I don't have my readers, which means I have to.
There's a lot of text on those cards.
Yeah. Wait, why is there only two?
Two more things.
Did I drop one? Did I not write a third one? No.
You'll have to think of something on the spot.
I think I can. Okay, hold on. We're going to do... Oh, my God. Are you serious, Tony? So, first of all, just to tell you about my life today, I burned my thumb and my finger today because I had run the stove and turned it off, and then I forgot that I run the stove, and I was like, I'm going to clean the stove today.
You touched it right away.
I touched it right away, and my brain was like, I don't know, I think that might be hot, Tony. And I said, shut the fuck up. And I apparently only wrote two questions. Anyway, the struggle is real. Here we go. Statistically, this is a dangerous week to be on the roads because of the spring forward, daylight saving, if you will.
Yeah.
What is something reckless you've done because of fatigue?
Something reckless I've done because of fatigue.
They are thinkers. See, you asked. You're like, what kind of questions are these going to be? And I said, I don't really know. Maybe it's good I only wrote
I'm going to start talking, and then like maybe I'll find something. Yeah. So in college, I did not feel very equipped when I went to college because I had gone to my local public school, and I did not feel like it had prepared me. And then when I went to university and everybody was like really, really brilliant, I was like, I don't belong.
Okay.
So I would spend all-nighters doing basically every assignment. I would pull an all-nighter, and it was really unhealthy to the point where I was so sleep deprived that I would like hallucinate. And then also I would like fall asleep during class, which would make me do even worse and worse.
Do you have imposter syndrome? Do you feel like you don't belong often?
No, not often. But this was like my freshman year of college I'm talking about specifically.
Got it. What was your drug of choice to keep you up?
I didn't have any, and I wish at the time that I
had. Wait, you didn't do drugs in college?
No, my first time even smoking pot was at the end of my freshman year.
Of college?
I didn't drink in high school. I was a very good boy.
I get that.
Yeah.
Wait, are you full on Latin?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so both your parents.
Yeah.
So yeah, you had fear.
I think I was just a really overachiever.
Do you have siblings?
I have three brothers.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
How close?
When we're together, we're super close, but like, no, I'm the only one out here.
I don't care about our dynamic.
We're all, so my older brother, my younger brother are each 2.5 years from me. And then my youngest brother is 10 years younger than me.
What? 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we'll do it one more time.
Well, one more time.
My God.
Four boys.
Anyway, so no reckless things. And
I'm not that reckless. Although, okay,
no, I'm getting that from
here's
you.
A reckless thing that I did. But it wasn't related to fatigue. It was like I did.
Do you have credit card debt? You don't, do you?
Baby, 800 plus credit score. No debt. I never get that from you. I never carry a balance.
This boy does not get into trouble.
Is this also, can I like, it's like a, you know, can I pitch myself for people to date me? I'm so responsible. Yeah, I have a great credit score.
First of all, an 800, is that a real number? Can you get that high?
Yeah, it's considered excellent. I qualify for a mortgage.
This person has done nothing where he qualifies. An improv actor qualifies for a mortgage. What am I doing with my life? My life is over. All right, here's the second question. It's that time again. The cult Shen Yun is back in LA dancing and leaping, but still have issues with race mixing, homosexuality, and feminism. What is something that is bad for you, but that you still love?
Something that is bad for me that I still love. Wait, how is that connected to Shen Yun? Oh, because all those things are good that they're against.
because they're terribly evil and cultish, but people still flock to them to see them and
all those acrobatics they put on a show.
Yeah,
something that's bad for me that I still love. Here's my flaw.
I'm waiting to get to it.
I have high cholesterol.
You what?
I do.
Is that true?
It's true.
Why?
I don't know. It's genetic.
I had to do the up and down. You're 33 years old. You're fit. And you have high cholesterol?
I think it's just genetic.
No.
I think. But anyway, so I'm supposed to not really eat fatty foods, fried foods, cheese, all that stuff, but I still do. And then I'm but eventually I'll do enough cardio that I'll be good. But then every time I go to the doctor, it's no, it's still high.
So it's a lot to unpack there. Yeah. Just so you know, it's that's a funny.
Is that not a juicy
you
answer?
You had to. No, it's great.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's not a chicken and the egg thing. You know what I mean? You weren't born with high cholesterol. You had to have gotten
there. But I have
there.
A predisposition for higher cholesterol.
And a love for fried
foods. Fried chicken, cheese.
Carnitas.
Deli meat. All those things.
Deli meats, that can give you gout?
Maybe they can give you gout.
Oh, you're skinny fat. Oh, your insides are ugly.
I think so. Maybe. My arteries just need to be cleared out.
All right, here's my third question.
Okay.
So the Oscars happened over the weekend, and protesters held up the production by a bit. It was impressive. What is something that you've seen that impressed you recently?
Something that's impressed me?
I feel like that's so hard to do. I think it's so hard to impress you, Paul. I feel like you're what? Is it something I've done?
No. You're painting me out to be very full of myself, and that's not true. That's not the truth.
I'm such a fan.
Something that's impressed me a lot.
Yeah, please. Recently. I just want you to know the posture has changed.
Because the pressure in my head is okay, I have to give a funny answer, but also
you
an earnest
don't.
Answer. And also,
you don't have to be funny. So you don't feel like you have to be funny here. If you were truly impressed by something, just let us know.
You know what I liked? I just saw Problemista in the movies.
You know what? I heard about that. My friend Amy Miller totally said that would be a good movie to see.
I really enjoyed myself. It was very imaginative, but it had really important themes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a local, is that his first film or something?
I think it's his first movie that he wrote. I think he's Brooklyn based, if I were to guess, because I'm pretty sure he wrote for SNL or maybe he still does.
I think that is true.
But I thought it was truly great. And Tilda Swinton in it was I was Oscar worthy performance.
All right. Yeah. That's you're the third person that I've heard. So I need to get out and see that.
Yeah.
Find out where it's playing. Anyway. Well, listen, Paul, we made it.
We did it.
We came to the end of the show.
And you did it. You came up with that question on the spot.
Look at that. I mean, I am ever the professional.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
I loved it.
Oh, my God. See, fast. It goes real quick, didn't it?
It really did.
It's almost not worth the parking. Yeah. But it's all right. It's all right. Paul, tell me and my audience where they can find you on the social medias, if you have any local gigs coming up.
I'm mostly on IG these days. Paul Robolino is my name. My handle is PS Robolino. The S stands for what? Santiago.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm on Twitter, formerly, or what is it? X. I don't care. It's just my name, but I'm on there if you want to find me. And you can see me at the shows that we talked about in this conversation, because Bad Drag Race is this Saturday and Fuck This Month is this Friday at the Elysian. And they're going to be great.
Yeah. Go check it out. Like, go and support tomfoolery, if you will. It was great having you on the show. I look forward to seeing more from you. Listeners, if you enjoy me, which you should, I know some don't. I am The Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok. You're not on the TikTok? You're not doing things on the TikTok?
I'm not really on the TikTok. I just watch them when they make their way onto Reels.
Oh, so you're
I'm a Reels boy. Because I am real.
Jesus Christ. God. See, Zuckerberg, you still got a few of them, bro. You still got a few of them. I am The Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to see what I am doing in drag, it's Tony Soto Productions on Instagram. And remember, every Friday night, and this is going to be, what is today? Today is the, what the fuck is today? The 12th. So remember, on the 15th, come out to 33 Taps and see me hosting bingo at 7 p.m. and then Drag Race at 8. It's a lot of fun. It might be me and Bitch Puddin'. I'm not really sure. I know it'll be me. All right. Until next week. Goodbye.
Bye.